Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 162, slide. Here is the extracted text from the imaged basement, that he saw Conley there when he went there, that sometimes when he saw him in his office, there would be ladies there, sometimes there would be two, and sometimes one. He did not know how often he saw Conley there, but sometimes he would give him a quarter, that he did that a half dozen or more times, that he went to the factory about once a week for a half dozen weeks, that he saw Frank there in the evenings and in the daytimes. Sometimes he would see cold drinks in the office, Coca-Cola, lemon limes, etc. That sometimes he saw beer in the office, that he never saw ladies there when beer and cold drinks were there do anything, and never saw them do any writing. The court permitted this testimony of Dalton to be heard over the objections made as aforesaid, and for such reason committed error. This evidence was peculiarly prejudicial to the defendants, because the solicitor insisted, in his argument, that in addition to being independent testimony looking to the same end, that it corroborated the testimony of Conley as to immoral conduct on the part of Frank. 28. Because the court permitted the witness C.B. Dalton to be asked the following questions and made the following answers over the objection of the defendant made at the time the evidence was offered, and before cross-examination, that the testimony was irrelevant, incompetent, immaterial, and illegal, dealt with other matters and things than the issues of the trial, was prejudicial to the defendant. Question. Mr. Dalton, have you ever worked at the pencil factory? Answer. No, sir. Question. Do you know Leo M. Frank? Answer. Yes, sir. Question. Do you know Daisy Hopkins? Answer. Yes, sir. Question. Do you know Jim Conley? Answer. Yes, sir. Question. Have you ever visited the National Pencil Factory? Answer. Yes, sir. I have been there some 79.